This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The head of the Federal Communications Commission is not backing down on new rules for broadcast station ownership, but he is trying to address the outcry against them. The rules would allow large media companies to control more television stations in more markets. Intense public disapproval prompted the House and Senate to pass regulations overturning the rules, which are still scheduled to take effect on September 4th. Today, FCC Chairman Michael Powell held a news conference, as NPR's Neda Ulaby reports.
Powell says the FCC will take immediate action to mollify an unhappy public. For starters, he proposed new rules granting hundreds of licenses to low-power FM stations, operated by community organizations, schools, and churches, whose applications had been pending for months or years.
And so these rules give licensing priority to organizations with an established community presence that pledge to provide daily local news programming.
Fears of diminished diversity and localism fueled controversy over the FCC's June 2nd vote. Localism is the requirement in the Communications Act that broadcasters licensed to particular communities place primary emphasis on their community's needs. Today, Powell also announced the creation of a task force dealing specifically with localism. But some critics say it's an insufficient gesture.
Nothing the chairman can do without changing those ownership rules is going to fix the problems that he created on June 2nd.
Andrew J. Schwartzman is president of the Media Access Project, a nonprofit public interest telecommunications law firm. He's representing a coalition of small broadcasters and community, political, and religious groups that filed a federal suit to overturn the June 2nd FCC decision.
A few hundred low-power radio stations in smaller communities around the country is no solution for allowing the major networks to own 45% of the nation's TV homes in terms of audience reach.
Despite opposition, FCC Chairman Michael Powell says the commission won't put off enacting the deregulation ruling in 2 weeks.
Controversy is nothing new to the FCC on any rules it promulgates. The policy precedent of staying the rules just because they might or might not change and leave the media structure in limbo, I think, is a bad precedent that I'm not prepared to follow.
Powell's announcement of the task force to study localism follows 12 previous studies undertaken by the FCC before it relaxed the media ownership cap. But Andrew Schwartzman and other critics say these studies were flawed. And Schwartzman believes today's announcement was designed to forestall congressional action.
It's a diversion. It's a rather blatant effort to give Republican members of Congress an opportunity to say, well, the FCC is addressing localism, so we don't need to overturn the ownership rules.
FCC Chair Michael Powell also announced today that the commission will hold more public hearings. The commission faced intense criticism for holding only one public hearing before changing the rules on media ownership. Neda Ulaby, NPR News, Washington.